This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Humanitarian concerns are growing as Turkey's military incursion into northeastern Syria widens and desperate civilians flee, becoming the region's newest refugees. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman, Jordan.
Chaotic scenes are being repeated of frightened Kurdish, Syriac, Christian, and Yazidi civilians escaping on foot, carrying plastic bags with their worldly goods, while others are herded onto trucks or motorcycles enveloped in plumes of dust from the latest Turkish bombardment of their land. Roads are gridlocked with hundreds of fleeing families saying they don't know where to go for safety. Catholic priest Father Emmanuel Yohana, who runs Christian Aid Program Northern Iraq, told VOA from the Duhok region that he expects a wave of refugees from nearby northeastern Syria to flood into Iraq.
Painfully to say, we are expecting the worst. Definitely, the borders will be open from Iraqi side to receive innocent civilians.
Yohana and other humanitarian responders say they are suspicious and critical of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's call for a so-called safe zone along the Turkish-Syrian border. Del Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
President Erdogan claimed Thursday that 109 terrorists have been killed, referring to the Syrian Kurdish fighters. U.S. President Donald Trump is maintaining his phone call with Ukraine's president that has initiated an impeachment inquiry was innocuous. After President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier in the day stated there was no blackmail in the July 25th call with Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump told reporters, as he has before, that the two men had a perfect conversation and said that he should that should be case over. During the call, the U.S. president asked Zelensky to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and son Hunter, who had business dealings in Ukraine. Journalist organizations are increasingly concerned that reporters covering the violent demonstrations in Hong Kong are being targeted by police action and sometimes protesters. Voice of America Mandarin reporter Yihua Li has been among the thousands of journalists in Hong Kong that have found themselves in dangerous situations as clashes erupted between masked protesters and police.
I do feel the unfriendly feeling from the police when we are covering the protest on a really front line. Maybe they feel we are blocking their way, or maybe they're feeling that we are not really staying neutral.
Hong Kong journalist organizations have accused police of targeting reporters. Eric Wishart is with the Hong Kong Foreign Correspondents Club.
They just don't want journalists sticking their noses in when they're arresting people. The way they arrest people can be pretty brutal, and they don't want cameras poked in.
Hong Kong police have denied they're targeting journalists, but say there is room for improvement in the coordination between police and the media. A Brexit deal could be clinched by the end of October to allow the United Kingdom to leave the European Union in an orderly fashion. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar made that comment after what he called a very positive meeting with his UK counterpart, Boris Johnson. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
A meeting between the prime ministers of Ireland and the UK aimed at securing a last-ditch Brexit deal is said to have been, quote, constructive, and that both leaders agree a pathway to a deal is still possible. But the joint statement by Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar gave no other details. The two men were meeting in England with just 3 weeks to go before the day that Britain is scheduled to leave the EU. It's still unclear what terms it will leave on, or indeed whether it will leave at all. The question of how to handle the Irish border remains key to the discussions.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. And a shooting in Halle, Germany, is being investigated as anti-Semitic. AP's Walter Ratliff has more.
A synagogue shooting in Germany is the latest indication of increasing anti-Semitism. The shooting in Halle, Germany, as Jews celebrated their holiest day, spotlights the rise worldwide in anti-Semitic incidents. The Yom Kippur shooting left two dead and several injured Wednesday. The attack in Germany comes on the heels of the one-year anniversary of an anti-Semitic shooting that killed 11 worshippers at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. The Anti-Defamation League reported earlier this year that violent anti-Semitic episodes in the United States doubled in 2018. These episodes increased in countries such as the United Kingdom and Germany as well over the past year. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And the World Health Organization reports some progress in containing the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. The number of cases in the outbreak now stands at just over 3,200. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.